This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a look at the cosmic Americana of Dylan LeBlanc, plus psych-influenced power pop from Exploding Flowers, and a forgotten piece of brilliance from psych rocker Corey Hansen's much-revered 2023 album. Here's Dylan LeBlanc to start, with one of my favourite discoveries from the last year. This is the title track to the 2023 album, Coyote.
Coyote, I'm
episode 254 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the distinct Americana stylings of Dylan LeBlanc. LeBlanc's youth was unsettled, yet it was always centered around music. He was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. His father was a musician, and a young LeBlanc would watch him perform in local clubs. After his parents' divorce, aged 10, LeBlanc moved to the iconic, music-rich Muscle Shoals, as his father James pursued a career as a country artist and session musician at Fame Studios. Naturally, the young LeBlanc was exposed to hours of watching great musicians record at Fame. Upon moving back to Shreveport, LeBlanc was involved in some local bands, most notably Jimmy Sad Eyes Blue. After high school, and a period in rehab, LeBlanc began working on original material to release under his name. That amounted to his 2010 solo debut, Pauper's Field. 2016's Cautionary Tale is probably LeBlanc's most successful album, but my pick is his latest solo record, 23's Coyote. It's centered in modern American folklore, with a narrator in the concept album caught up in the Mexican underworld. Here's another track from it. Hate has a very strong resemblance to Jason Isbell, especially in the vocals. Furthermore, and like Isbell again, this is not just one-dimensional, soft Americana. There's plenty of proper electric guitar chops here too.
Close your windows and lock all your doors. The hour's getting late.
is a Sonic Youth, and that was Dylan LeBlanc with Hate. As I alluded to earlier, LeBlanc has a musical family, and his latest album was released under Dylan LeBlanc and the Family. The family consists of his father James, stepmother Angela, and stepbrother Bay. It's a great album, recorded at Fame Studios. The re-recorded version of Wicked Kind is a particular standout, as is this track, Pick Your Poison. Dylan LeBlanc and the Family with Pick Your Poison. Next up, a track from Exploding Flowers that I think deserves some airtime here. California's Exploding Flowers take heavy influence from the power pop of Big Star and their contemporaries, as well as New Zealand's Flying Nun sound. The band's fifth album, Alphabet Window, drops in mid-October, but here's an awesome track from what I assume is their 2011 self-titled debut. It's called Suburban Warriors, and what could be a pretty straightforward, bubbly power pop song has instead been infiltrated by this demonic guitar score. I think it's epic. Let's add the 1.5 minute song Self-Help Starter Kit in at the start too.
Yeah.
Flowers with the awesome track Suburban Warriors. Keeping with the excellent guitar work, next up is a track from Corey Hansen. Corey Hansen formed the band Wand in 2013 with two art school classmates. They then re-recorded some of Hansen's existing work to create 2014's Ganglion Reef, the first of six studio albums so far. I've played Wand on the show previously. They're a really great band. Melted Rope and Flying Golem in particular are highlights, the latter of which received a truly great KEXP live version. Hansen has also played with Ty Segall in his backing band The Muggers, and has released an impressive four solo albums. My favourite of which is 2023's Western Come, a critically revered album that struck a balance between alt-country and Hansen's psych rock work in Wand. Housefly and Ghost Ship are the two songs I'd most highly recommend to check out from that record. Interestingly, my favourite Hansen track, which is the presumed title track for the album, was never released on it. Instead, it was dropped as a single bonus track after the album's release. No matter though, we got it in the end, and it's such a good song. Great lyricism, sunny indie rock noise, and some really awesome guitar work at the end. Here's Corey Hansen's Western Come.
On the new horizon of Western Smash it with the rock.
was Corey Hansen and his track Western Come. Let's close off the guitar-heavy episode with some more brilliance from Dylan LeBlanc's Coyote. Here's the end section of the track Wicked Kind. Out of sight, out of mind.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.